there are thousands of men who at one time or another have played the pipes in the Boys' Brigade, and many of our leading pipe majors and solo players are ex-members of the BB. One of the great BB bands since the war has been the band of the 214 Company under pipe major Alec McKeever, a Lewisman and past president of the Lewis and Harris Association. The band was one of the first to break away from the traditional march of spey and reel, and here they are playing a Gaelic air, the Black Stream or an Owl Suntu, and two jigs, the Maid of Ettra Foolish and Paddy's Leather Breeches. Consistency with which they have appeared in the prize lists over the past few years. I asked Pipe Major McKeever how he had managed this.
It's just a question of being dedicated to improve the standard of piping, and since I like to play with the boys and teach the boys, then competition makes success, and so we go on and improve our standard.
But there's a big turnover in Boys' Brigade bands, the age limit. Does it not mean that you very often have to start from scratch at the end of a season?
Being in the Boys' Brigade, we accept that as part of our setup. We know we're going to do that, and if we can help some boy at 12 and be grateful for it at 17, we're quite happy to carry on doing that.
Many people might feel that such success as your band has had, it would lead to hand-picking members for your band. Is there any of this goes on?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's against the spirit of the movement that I'm in, you see. If any boy comes into the boys' brigade to be a piper, then we won't let the boy down, nor will we hope for the boy let us down. We just work together and do the best for the boy while he's still a youth.
Another point that I would like to ask is, having followed the career of your band fairly closely over the years, I've noticed what struck me as a sort of change of emphasis. At one time, you played fairly simple tunes, and if I may say so, you played them beautifully. But then there seemed to come a change in the pattern, and you started playing what we might term heavier tunes. Why was this?
Well, I feel that anyone learning scales and going on to the first tunes, you must walk before you can run. And it's only by playing the simple tunes sweetly and solidly until you get a nucleus of a band and develop on it with experience and competition that you can say that you are achieving something as a unit. But I do believe that at the very early days you must play simple melodies, and if they become so difficult that you can't manage it, then you don't do it.
It had nothing to do with your success in the competitions?
No, I just feel it's been a question of the competitions improving the standard.
Your band has been very active in competitive work over a number of years. Are there any changes in the judging of juvenile bands that you would like to see brought about?
Well, I should reflect once again on what I've just said, that I feel that there are two, if not three, grades of playing among children, among youth. Surely a person coming off the scales onto his first simple melody must be judged on that level. And if there are three or four levels of adult playing, there must be surely more than one level of juvenile.